Thanks for tuning in to Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price. Here at the Edward Jones Dome, the 49ers fall 16-13. Another back-and-forth game between these two teams. Tied earlier in the season, overtime, and it almost ended up in a tie, but Greg Zuerlein had a 54-yarder to give the Rams a win.
Greg the Leg with a 53-yarder to send it overtime and a 54-yarder to win the game. David Akers had a chance for 51 yards out, missed it wide right. The 49ers have to look at themselves in this game. They spotted the Rams with some points on the board. Colin Kaepernick was called for a safety. Did not get the ball past the line of scrimmage, although he scrambled to elude some pass rushers from St. Louis. And also the fumble, the pitch to Ted Ginn Jr. that was recovered by Janoris Jenkins for a touchdown. And the 49ers have to look at themselves as responsible for giving the Rams a chance, not putting them away in this game. And Kaepernick, to his credit, stood up in front of the cameras and said it was on me. It was his mistake. He's taking the blame for it, and that's what you want to see from a young quarterback, being the leader in that way.
Yeah, well, you can't really say it was anything that the 49ers defense necessarily did. Obviously, when you lose, there's always things that you want to improve on. But after what the Rams were able to do to them at Candlestick Park, impressed by what the 49ers defense was able to do. They were just 3-16 on third downs and held Jackson to 2.3 carry.
Steven Jackson is a bull in his own right, just like Frank Gore, and the 49ers rallied, got hats to the ball and made plays, got him down on the ground, and looked like they were going to walk away with this win. The second half, they had two long drives, but they had walked away with field goals in the fourth quarter. Really could have made the difference in that game, but defensively, Alden Smith continued his pressure, picked up a sack and tied Fred Dean for the franchise record, 17.5 on the year. Alden Smith now needs 5.5 to break Michael Strahan's single-season record, so that's something to watch down the stretch here. But defensively, they made plays, and Terrell Brown broke up a fourth down touchdown pass in the red zone. That was a big play in the game that looked like it would keep the 49ers, give them the momentum going forward. That didn't work. Obviously, they're going to have to go back to the drawing board, but the adversity that they felt today, the 49ers are going to look in the mirror and realize that they played a good game, but they let it slip away. They're going to have to bounce back. And the character in this locker room, the guys we know, you know they're going to bounce back and go back to work right away. Even tonight on the flight, they're going to be watching this film, making corrections, looking to get better.
Yeah, and everybody at home is going to want to know who's going to play quarterback next week. Is it going to be Alex Smith? Is it going to be Colin Kaepernick? Jim Harbaugh confirmed after the game that it's probably going to be the same thing going forward. So look for Colin Kaepernick to get a 4-straight start against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, Scott, there was a lot of nice throws from Kaepernick on the run, down the field, really looking to stretch the defense. And as they talked about in the post-game locker room comments, it looked like the Rams were prepared. They knew the plays that were coming, and they also took away some of the downfield shots. But Kaepernick, to his credit, made some nice plays to Michael Crabtree, finished the game with 7 catches, 101 receiving yards. Mario Manningham made some nice plays early on, left the game with a shoulder injury. That's a health issue to monitor going down the stretch here, but the 49ers really got to bounce back, and Kaepernick, you got to like the way he showed poise at the locker room. I mean, that's a tough game for his second road start to have that happen to him. And to his credit, like I mentioned earlier, he stood up in front of the media and said it was on him. And I know the 49ers are going to look at it as a team-wide effort. It's the team. They need to bounce back and stride. And next week, have a Miami Dolphins team coming in their house, and that's the time for the 49ers to bounce back and win at home.
Yeah, and the 49ers will be happy to get home away from all these domes. And next week's game, Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. Thanks for joining us. It's been Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.